This is start. You don't want a war with me. Yo, selector, hide the ting. Hide the ting. Hide the ting. Hide the ting. Hide. This is Window Kid.
This is Darkseid.
And you're listening to URN.
So this is Olivia. I'm here with Darkseid and Window Kid. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just waiting for some food at the minute. We decided to do this interview in a restaurant.
What have you guys ordered?
What you had, Dark?
I got scallops and risotto and a big fat garlic bread because I'm a fat. Can I swear?
Yeah, go for it.
I've had.
What have I had? You had the prawn.
I've had some prawn pasta.
Yeah, but I can't remember for starting now. And I want to know just in case I want to change it.
Shut up.
No. I don't know. I can't remember what I had.
All right, no worries. obviously, you guys are performing at Stealth on Friday. Really looking forward to it, by the way. And I was just wondering, like, do you guys like kind of take credit for the nightlife in Nottingham in a way? Because when I first joined like Nottingham Uni, the first thing people would say to me would be like, oh, have you gone to see Crewcast? Have you gone to see Darkseid? And Window Kid?
I don't really take credit for it. Nottingham's always been sick since like we were young. Like, Greg used to have events there on Fridays night and it was still popping then. But the current like state, yeah, within the dance scene in Nottingham, you could say that.
Yeah, I suppose we've done a lot of headline shows. We've sold out Rock City a few times and... we're doing Stealth. I don't know if that's sold out or not. If it's not, go buy your tickets.
10 tickets.
10 tickets there. Go grab them.
If we can sell out Rock City, but we can't sell out Stealth, something's gone wrong in the past year.
I was at that show, actually.
Would you?
Yeah, in December. And I brought some friends like up from Brighton to come and see you guys. And not gonna lie, it was pretty cool. It was on a Sunday, and we were like, Monday lectures. We were like, you know, it's calm. This is like priority.
Yeah, trust me. I can't really remember it. Was that Crewcast one? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Crewcast. Yeah, it was actually huge. I won't lie to you. First time I saw you guys actually was Boomtown 2018. Obviously at Sector 6. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, 2 years ago.
I'm having a deja vu
right now. It's spinning me out. I'm having a deja vu.
Really?
Like a full blown deja vu. Boomtown. I never played at Boomtown, so that was.
Have you not?
No, it was just Crewcast. That was when me and Skepsis did a part to Bruce.
I wasn't part of Crewcast then.
Were you not? When did you join Crewcast?
A couple of years ago now.
It was start of 2019 ish towards the end of 2020.
Oh no way.
Yeah.
I was just also going to wonder, like, have you guys, like, what was your first festival, if you ever, like, went to one?
I didn't go to a festival before I played at one.
Oh, really? No. Gosh.
My first festival was Detonate.
Yeah, that's, like, obviously Nottingham, such a Nottingham thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Outlook Festival.
Oh yeah, Outlook Festival. Have you heard like that was the last one they were doing or something like that?
They just changed destination.
Yeah, they've changed the destination to it, yeah.
Yeah, I went in 2012.
Yeah, oh really? Oh yeah. Wow, that was quite...
When I was 18.
No way, that's actually quite much. Do you ever get like...
No. So you had a fight with Umbrella, didn't you? Massive one.
I had a fight with Big Umbrella, yeah, that was good.
Do you guys ever find it like... kind of cool, like the fact that when you were younger, not like another generation or whatever, but like, you know, like new people like enjoying your music at clubs that you used to go to, like Rock City for example,
going to play at the places we've always went to was amazing.
I remember being pissed up and still talking to myself, probably because I was doing more than getting pissed up. Like, I can't wait to play, I'm gonna do it one day, but I just need to stop drinking. It's more drinking than did it.
The word.
Has there been a set where, like, I don't know, you guys have been maybe too, like, drunk and something's happened?
I think the question is, has there been a set where you haven't been too drunk?
Well, we just played at the new warehouse planets on Saturday.
Oh, in Manchester?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, how was that?
I can't remember.
I think I saw videos of, like, you brought, like, a cake.
Off. Yeah, I brought him a cake.
I love that, that was brilliant.
Taking my top off, I can't remember doing that. He's brought a cake out, tried to spark a fag off the cake. and then I was trying to blow it out for so long and it wouldn't blow out.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, I'm pulling the cigarette out in front of like 7,000 people.
Love that.
Apparently the stage manager was going nuts. No. And just as my cigarette was about to touch the candle, it just went out.
Oh no. It would have been an iconic moment.
Yeah, I know.
So you guys have been announced for like Park Live, SW4, We Are Festival. Is there like one festival, I don't know, that you like really want to play at or like you haven't played at or like which is kind of like your goal?
Not really. like, I've played at most festivals, some like big headed, but like big dance ones. I don't think there is really any festivals
that you haven't played at. That's quite a big thing to say.
Yeah, bigger stages is probably the goal.
Yeah. Have you guys been at Glastonbury? You played at
Glastonbury last year, But the stage we was on, it was so basically it was so hot.
Yeah.
We were playing on this stage and it was like a tent and everyone got in this tent because it was like the only shade around. So everyone was like eating their falafel wraps and sleeping and taking their Airbnb and stuff there. So they basically decided that they were going to put us on this like little podium thing like in the middle of like a walkway. It was weird.
What?
I was on over as well. I was being sick in the bin all day. It was
did you get like heat stroke?
I think I did, honestly.
Yeah, there was a massive heat wave.
It was so hot that day. It was probably the hottest day of the year, surely.
It was hotter at Glastonbury that day than it was at any abroad show we did.
No way. That's actually quite mad. I wanted to know who you guys kind of like to see live. If it's like Steel Drums, if it's like Liquid, or if it's just like a completely different band.
I listen to mad stuff in the remix. Like, you should see mine and Greg's playlist in the car. It could be anything. Yeah. Could be heavy metal to fucking Rebecca Black.
Are you into heavy metal?
Yeah, I love a bit of fucking dread music.
My dad's a massive AC/DC fan. Do you love AC/DC? Oh my gosh.
My dad's a massive like metalhead.
No
up
way.
On
oh my gosh.
Two people I want to see Bon Iver. I want to see James Blake live.
I want to see
him playing his songs live. I saw James Blake back in the day when he was a dubstep DJ.
Oh no way!
I saw him at Deep Medi show in Brixton in like 2011 or something.
Yeah.
When he was just DJing, but now I want to see him do a live performance. That's two people I really want to see.
Two really big people.
Yeah, group and person.
Okay. Also, I really like to ask this question to people because I find it really interesting. Do you guys have an unpopular opinion? So like something that obviously is a bit mainstream, for example, you're just like nah, or like I don't know.
Because I probably do have a lot. So not think about it.
So like mine is that like I don't like ketchup.
No, you don't like that's popular, man. Ketchup's whack.
Ketchup's so
whack.
No, you've got to have
mayo, and that's better.
Once you have like Pyrenees, you actually don't go back. Like Nando's Pyrenees.
Sriracha mayo, right?
From Aldi. The one from like Aldi Lidl, the sriracha mayo.
Yeah, fire.
Oh, it's so nice.
I like everything, mate.
There's no foods I don't like, to be honest. I like everything.
Yeah, so.
I literally copy it. We tried to think of some food today that I don't like, and I just can't physically think of one. So then I ain't got one food one. So,
could be TV show, anything.
I'm like The Simpsons, man.
You don't like The Simpsons? No. That is quite an unpopular opinion, I won't lie to you.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion, which is very popular. I'll just go with Love Island's whack.
Really? Have you not been watching this season?
I've been
like the
watching
winter
any
one?
Season. I'm too busy doing normal human things.
My unpopular opinion, Slow Tide does my head in.
Oh really? Yeah. He was literally on the I think the Jimmy Fallon show the other night. That's interesting.
Like Slow Tide.
I like Slow Tide.
I don't like the way he speaks, it's so slow and boring, like his tight his head all the time. That does my head.
Do you guys consider yourself famous?
I would never ever say that I'm famous.
But like in terms of like how often you guys get recognised on the street, for example,
I'll
that kind
that
of
I'm
thing.
Well
in Nottingham,
I'm well known, but I would never say I'm famous.
If I was famous, I wouldn't be able to work in that shop.
Yeah.
Which shop do you work in?
18 Montrose, it's just down there.
Oh no way.
Clothing shop, yeah. I do get a fair few people coming in and stuff. But if I was famous, I wouldn't be able to work in. I'm not famous yet. One day.
One final question, guys. Obviously, we're a student radio station. Is there a song that you would like us to play on the station for you? Any song at all?
Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Thank you for
having us. Honestly, thanks. Honestly, it's been a pleasure. Like, thank you so much. And good luck on Friday.
This is URN.